Good afternoon, everybody. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is October 22nd, 2013. And boy, do I have some very interesting little tidbits to go over today regarding the month of October. I also have with me my partner and friend, Julie Haskins.
Hey, it's who else would be here but me?
And we both decided that because of everything that's going on right now, we decided to go solo today. So I hope you guys aren't too terribly disappointed that
Actually,
you're just...
isn't this going duo?
Oh, that's... Well, solo duo.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. We're one, Jules.
I know. This is true. Ooh.
So.
Forgot about that.
You and I.
That's it.
So I got this idea, you know, all this stuff's been streaming in, Julie, about all these main, you know, main vocal pieces out there that are talking about what's going on in the month of October. And I started looking at all the things that are happening, and we really, truly are in a major metamorphosis right now. I mean, I think more so than anybody realizes. Like, we tend to talk about how, oh, yeah, you know, we're going through the ascension process and, you know, gosh, when's the event going to happen? Or, gosh, when's the ascension going to happen? You know, those are the two main things you hear all the time.
True.
Or how much longer can I hold on? This is just exhausting, you know?
It's true.
And so the first thing that I kind of got intrigued by was when I went in and I looked at the definition of the event.
Okay.
How can I get this? Event, occurrence happening at a determinable time and place with or without the participation of human agents. It may be, I know, it may be part of a chain of occurrences as an effect of a preceding occurrence and as the cause of a succeeding occurrence.
Goodness.
Okay, now the reason I thought that was important is because what it showed me was a couple things. Number one, we're already in the ascension process. It's not like we need to be waiting for it to occur. Okay,
that's
so that's
true.
Number one.
I think we can all testify to that, doing what's going on with our bodies.
Yeah, but I think people still think like there's going to be this big bam, boom, hooray.
I think we would physically blow up unless we had some changes on our bodies first.
Yeah, no kidding. And secondly, it's talking about the event is affected by a preceding occurrence. Okay.
Okay.
And so I started thinking about that. And I'm like, you know, we've kind of forgotten about time. And what I mean by that is, you know, these cycles that have all come to an end. The 12/21/12 deadline. You know, there's so many things going on. And I just kind of wanted to go through some ideas that I had today and just get people to think, okay? I'm not saying that I know when the so-called event is going to go down, but I sure do feel like we are in a phenomenal window of opportunity, as Cobra refers to it as. And I want to refresh everybody's memory. He said that this window of opportunity is actually very probable because of a solar magnetic field reversal. And when I woke up this morning, there was a fascinating article in Space Daily. Now get this. It says 93 million miles away, the sun's magnetic field is churning and undulating as the star experiences the height of the so-called solar maximum. Solar max, as scientists call it, is an 11-year cycle where the sun's magnetic field reverses polarity, typically spawning sunspots, flares, auroras, and geomagnetic storms. Over a period of about 2 years, the sun's magnetic field switches direction, and we know that because the polarity of the sunspots changes. Sunspots are just magnetic fields emerging from the sun. They are the diagnostic feature of what's happening deep inside the sun. And then and it goes on to talk about the electrons and the protons, et cetera, but it says here that although the solar max usually gives rise to numerous sunspots as well as the big solar flares, the current edition is characterized by tranquil inactivity.
Hmm.
There are few sunspots and no massive storms to speak of. Although the cycle of sun activity is so far relatively wimpy, he says, past episodes of the solar maximum have been quite violent and have caused serious disruptions on Earth. Every couple hundred years, there's a major solar flare, and that sends a pulse capable of doing some serious stuff on Earth. Now, think about it. They use the word pulse.
Right.
Once again. Mm-hmm. Why am I reading this? Okay, well, first of all, a lot of the scientists and some of the articles that come across my desk, they keep referring to this so-called sun cycle as being fairly wimpy. Now, I don't know about you, but it has not felt like it's wimpy.
No.
But the reason I say that is if it's in comparison with something that happened 11 years ago or several cycles of 11 years ago, I haven't done enough research to determine that yet, but, you know, those apparently were some pretty powerful shifts in humanity. So here we are. We are at the maximum level of this cycle. So that's the first thing I just kind of wanted to point out to everybody. The second thing I woke up to was a comet exploded today. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah. They reported a 100-fold outburst of brightness from comet C2012X1.
Okay.
And there are images up on NASA. You can take a look at it. It says, so far, the comet is too dim for the naked eye, but the magnitude of plus 8.5, it's bright enough for imaging in the backyard telescopes.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay. Now, remember what Cobra and many others say. When you have comets, asteroids, and all these other space-type objects moving, entering our solar system, blowing by our planet, blowing up, they are also basically nudging us to wake up. So there's like in my opinion, for this to happen a couple of days after the full moon,
yeah,
that's just a double whammy. And I was thinking about what you told me this morning. You know, I think there's a lot of people I've noticed that are really being affected with their health around the moon cycle.
Okay.
That's been showing up a lot in the work I do, just with the custom remedies I make. And I've kind of been piecing that together. Now, the other thing, if you go back to Cobra's window of opportunity, it's really interesting because he has everything laid out. He has the eclipse on October 18th, which we've already gone through, but of course we're still in those magnetic waves of energy. Mm-hmm. We have the so delightful November 1st Uranus-Pluto square, which according to Barbara Hand Clow, is, you know, this is the fourth of the seventh. So this is the peak. Jules, this is going to be kind of brutal.
Oh, good. Thanks. Yeah. Me and my head, we look really a lot. We look way forward to that. Okay. Thanks for the heads up. I'll stock up on my Imitrex right now.
Well, I just kind of wanted to let you know, it says here, the Uranus-Pluto square November 1st and November 23rd is the most intense. It is at the point of the vortex when everything turns, tremendous potential for humans to rise to the challenge. Getting emotional and structural support, constant processing of the square, getting a lot laid on you, either it's outside or within. Everything that you are not is leaving. Do you want to hold on to it?
Oh.
Okay. Do you want to learn and survey it? Do you want to send an attention and evaporate it? Many make things physical to manifest. What are the three or four things that really matter to you? The cabal is no longer in control. No one is, and when everyone realizes this, all hell will break loose. So, I mean, her whole thing is like, this is the big kick in the pants kind of square here.
Okay.
And it says, now we are going to gallop towards the end of the year. So, I mean, you think we're going on, you know, what do they call it? Like turbo drive.
Oh yeah.
This is like massive turbo drive.
The warp speed process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And she also talks about how we're going to see whistleblowers everywhere after the square. How cool is that, guys?
Now that's very cool.
I mean, we are living in such incredible times. So I kind of wanted to bring that up. The other thing that was really interesting was Carl Boudreau. I think some people out there follow him. I really like him. He does a really outstanding job of just really kind of taking very scientifically based astrological perspectives and you know, discussing them in layman's terms.
Okay.
And he said, you know, the lunar eclipse was on the 18th of October. We've talked about that. And then he said, the moon's node determines the time and place of the eclipses. Hence, the eclipse is related to September's Saturn North Node conjunction, and it relates to influences in October's chart. People who ignore the moral, ethical, and spiritual mandate the planets issued in September will begin paying a karmic price. Okay, I want to notate that again, guys. This is really good news for the so-called bad guys, if you want to talk in a polarity way.
Right.
Because I think this is about time where they're really going to start feeling their comeuppance. It says here, October's chart elaborates September's appeal to the conscience. There is a stellium that encompasses the cusp of the fourth house and extends to the fourth house proper. The stellium strongly affects the entire chart. Directly opposite of October's eclipse on the midheaven, it will also seriously affect, get this, the evolution of our worldview. So we've got something really big coming up here.
It sure sounds like it, yes.
And it says our sense of shame, guilt, responsibility, right and wrong, social justice will be powerfully stimulated again. When we also speak of our conscience, we talk about, it says here, Mercury, the planet of communication, is in Scorpio in the fourth house, exactly conjunct to the part of the fortune, the point of personal recognition and reward. The social forces that usually keep us from speaking our conscience will be reversed. We will now be recognized and rewarded for speaking our conscience. So up to this point, you know, we've had some people like Snowden, you know, Manning, they've all stepped forward. They've kind of outed the government, the governmental agencies, the NSA, et cetera. And they've been really treated pretty poorly by most of the lamestream press.
Right.
And I really think that this is all about to change.
Good.
So isn't that cool? I mean, so you've got more whistleblowers, you've got an expanded worldview, you've got the square, which is going to cause people to really kind of get off their chairs and make a decision on what's really important to them.
I agree. Now, this is a little off subject, but the trucker strike, I couldn't find anything about that.
Oh, really? It's on the blog.
Oh, sorry.
You just do a search.
It didn't seem to make a big deal. I mean, I Googled it and it didn't, like, it faded out.
Yeah, it's very sad. They really got hijacked on the internet. According to all the stuff I read, they had their Twitter accounts messed with, their Facebook accounts shut down. Even when people were trying to send this across the world so people would be aware of it. Mm-hmm. Because what happened was they worked in stages because they couldn't just completely take off work. So they worked in stages and they drove very, very slowly around Washington, D.C., which kind of held up the traffic.
Okay, so they didn't do a total block. It was just a slowdown.
Well,
that's what the impression I got, kind of, too.
Yeah, they actually went across all lanes of traffic. But then they were being threatened by, you know, police force and Secret Service and all this stuff. So,
okay.
But it's not that it wasn't successful, because it did bring an awareness to the people. And every one of these groups that comes together and rallies together with their common cause and perspective is assisting, you know, in helping us move to a higher level. you know.
Yeah, well, I would assume after the square we'd have a few more events like that.
That's what I think. And I think the United States is just so behind the times compared to the rest of the world in how many of these types of protests that we're having. Because you know, it, in one aspect, the U.S. has been so severely targeted with the scalar wave technology, the EMF technology.
True.
You know, we have just been so targeted. Mm-hmm. So for the rest of you guys out there in the world, have a little compassion for us.
we're getting there.
We look like we're really, you know, asleep and zombie-like, but I think the monster's about to be awakened.
I think so, too.
And I think the whole world is kind of waiting for that. You know, it just kind of feels that way. Let me see. The other thing I wanted to talk about was, my God, we just got through this eclipse, okay? And it's talking about how this eclipse that's coming up in November 3rd is an excellent time to write and release your intentions and goals for the upcoming year. This, you know, remember, eclipses mark the end of a major phase of your life, okay? So what they typically do will close a door and open another one. And it's really good at this time, you know, especially between the two eclipses that we're about to go through, to really have some very solid intentions. So I hear from a lot of you out there that, you know, you feel alone. You feel like you can't be understood because you have this awareness that the majority of the people around you don't have. Write that down. Intend it. And have the faith to know that it can be manifested immediately, because we are in those times. We are in that energy. And, you know, you can create amazing things right now. Just got to be open to it.
I agree.
And also, we unfortunately are going into a Mercury retrograde period. Yay!
Yeah.
That just started yesterday. So this is a good time to complete all your unfinished business. Anything to do with like redo, reevaluate, review. This is a good time to resolve any kind of issues between loved ones, contracts, anything like that. So, you know, I'm in the same boat. It's like we have to look at this as a good time to just reassess. Where are we? You know, where are we going? What are we doing? And this is really important. I just want to ask everyone to really look within yourself and find what it is within yourself that keeps you from breaking free to be the master that you are. It's just so important. So, Jules, are you there?
Yeah, the okay. Cat was meowing. I had to mute.
So. Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure it got so
quiet. No, I'm here. I know. My critters.
So, the other thing, I love Elizabeth Trutwain. And she's another person I follow a lot. And she has been talking about how we are leaving the hologram Earth and we're actually moving into a new world. And her thing is, we must accept that this is done. Now, for those that are hearing me, that are listening, you have to understand that you are a very small percentage of the population that's hearing this. But you also have to understand how much of a gift that is. We tend to look at it as, oh my God, I'm all alone. Oh my God, nobody can understand me. But if we look at it from a different perspective, that we've been chosen and we ourselves have selected this to know more at this time. Okay? Not that they don't know it, but they just don't remember it. But to be more aware at this time, to be more sensitive at this time, to be more compassionate at this time, to be more galactic in your perspectives at this time. We need that. So it's really important for all of us to unite in our perspective and know that this is done. All of you out there who I have heard from, who have emailed me, and you're just sitting here saying, enough is enough. I'm so exhausted. I don't know if I have anything left in me. And I just don't even know if this is going to happen. The thing is, we need to unplug from the time matrix, right? Talking to myself as well about this. Okay, we need to unplug from the time matrix and we need to plug in to the new matrix that we've created. We've all created this because we really want it. We are such powerful co-creators. And we tend to forget that because of the old matrix. But come on, look around you. I mean, I'm going to be having the interview with Cobra next week. Everything is falling apart. Ben Fulford just put out a newsletter a couple days ago, and it said, the cabal is so desperate that they're selling off, you know, old unused helicopters so they can get some money.
Good grief.
Because they can't find it anywhere else. And even if they can find it, no one else is willing to do business with him in many areas that they used to be able to kind of run through, you know. So one of the things that she wrote, this is just very, very important. It says October 13th marks the end of the nine nights where millions of Hindus have been fasting and staying up all night in song and dance celebrating the Divine Mother. Thank you very much, Hindus. President Obama is not aware that this week could bring global economic collapse as a result of celebrating the Divine Mother. We celebrate Gaia, Mother Earth, as we graduate out of the economic basis which was designed to destroy her rivers and mountains, oceans, seas, seeds, soil, grass, trees. The global economic collapse is sandwiched between Navratri and a full moon on October 18th. Here we go again. Okay. One of the very hard concepts to accept in this change is that many, many will be leaving the planet permanently. It may be as many as 2 billion. Earth's ascension will slide into another place. There will not be upheaval, as many think. This is designed not so not one soul experiences fear. Now, as we prepare to enter this full moon lunar eclipse energy, you are bound to see massive change. Up until the final moment, there will be ones playing with these energies and attempting to interpret them for you. Ignore this. Ignore these spin doctors, as they are called. You can feel the truth inside. That really hit home for me. Do not be held sway to those wanting to deceive you. Take care of your body and your energy and be assured you are being given everything you can to carry this off. Understand that the global economic collapse, that there will be some uncomfortable things. And remember, this realm of manifestation is in constant flux. Change is all you can count on. Hold the light. You are a great vessel of light. You are returning to unity consciousness. Set your intention. There it is again.
Again.
The undeniable, undenying truth remains as it always is in the real world. Wow. I mean, so this is a pretty powerful month. I mean, I'm talking from an astronomical, astrological perspective, because everybody just kind of refers to it in their own way of thinking. I don't know. Jules, I feel like whatever went down about 3 weeks ago was so intense. And it's almost like we've had a little bit of a respite, even though we've had all these radical changes, including this comet that just blew up this morning.
You haven't blocked that yet, have you?
I just put it up this morning.
Okay, I'll grab it.
A while ago, yeah.
It'll be in the newsletter.
So, with that said, I'm going to keep going down the page here.
Okay.
The other one that I think is very interesting is, a couple of newsletters ago, Ben Fulford was talking about the criminal corporate government. Okay. Now, supposedly they had a deadline of October 17th to find the money or they would be declared bankrupt. And this, I also feel, is directly related to why the government shut down. Now, that's just my own gut feeling.
Okay.
I haven't necessarily read that, but anyway, apparently they did find the money by doing things like selling off old Apache helicopters or whatever. I don't know. But he says these people who have been constantly murdering and looting the planet for hundreds of years, we must not waste the real rare chance we have now to put them out of business forever. Are you guys getting it? that this is a window of opportunity? I mean, does everybody get this? There is a manhunt going on now for key cabal leaders known to be involved in nuclear terror, indiscriminate biological warfare, and attempts to kill 90% of the humanity and prepare for a 1,000-year fascist Reich. Those of us who have studied our real history know many of those names, such as David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, George Bush Sr. and Jr., Tony Blair, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the Rothschilds. If their monopoly control of distribution of money was taken from them and returned to the people, humanity would become free and prosperous.
I agree.
Readers who expect the usual hard news need to understand that some sort of information blackout is taking place. I wonder why. However, it is clear something big is going down. First, Obama canceled a trip to Asia this week, and all negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership have stopped. Secondly, negotiations on the U.S.-EU economic integration have been suspended. Isn't that interesting? Thirdly, failed cabal attempts to murder Prince Harry in Afghanistan. Fourthly, Chuck Hagel refused to meet with White Dragon Society members during his trip to Korea and Japan. And lastly, another faction of the cabal offered last week to hand over for free Federal Reserve Board boxes to the WDS. So he says, let's just close with the hacker group Anonymous and the Gnostic Illuminati have plans for mass arrests and bloody revolutions. My God, I mean, it feels like we're right in the 60s all over again, doesn't it?
It does.
Like something's going to pop.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. So that's according to Benjamin Fulford. Here's another one from Sheldon Neidel. The coming ascension will reward Earth's humanity for all you have endured. Down through a long parade of generations, your lives were reduced to a trail of seemingly endless suffering and struggle, culminating in the inevitability of death. These fears preoccupied you. Now they are about to disappear. One gracious moment will free you from all those woes and thrust you to the brink of full consciousness. Heaven has accelerated the physical changes needed before you can complete this complex process in your personal light chamber. You are on the threshold of an unprecedented new epoch. We informed you about events occurring around the world, and the time approaches for a most profound transformation. In this new reality, you will be thrust into a new consciousness that will prepare you to meet your spiritual, space, and inner earth families. And in this, you are about to carry out a most auspicious destiny. So, you know, you read stuff like that, you just start daydreaming. And right before I got on this call with you, what came in from guidance was personalities. And I think one of the things that we've learned in the year 2013, if nothing else, is because everything is so in our faces now, everything is so intense now, if anything is karmically related, I mean, if you do something to someone, I think they say now that it will show back up in your life within 48 hours.
Or sooner. I've seen it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, true. And because of that, I think we're really starting to become more patient with different personalities.
I've become less patient, actually, but...
Well, I only mean this by... I know people are really spinning out and everything.
Uh-huh.
But I only mean this by, look at yourself a year ago, no matter who you are. And, yeah, you got triggered, you got irritated or whatever, but do you think you're going to do that again over that same issue like you have in the past? You know, where it was like a looping experience... And no matter what happened, if that particular event occurred, you know, you would get irritated. And I'm finding with me, I've had this conversation with a few others. It's almost like the slate is wiped clean in some of your habits because it's been so up in our face. Okay. And I got to thinking about how brilliant the light's plan is, because what it's doing is it's literally preparing us for a galactic society, you know, where we see all these different types of beings, and they may have one eye, they may be different colors, they may look like, you know, a gray, they may have three fingers. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, just it's so fascinating when you look at this from that perspective. And I always challenge everyone to do that because this is where you see the beauty. Tolik. Oh, my gosh. There's been a lot of drama about Tolik. They've really gone after him. I don't know if anybody happens to notice that anybody who is carrying a lot of light is going to, they're going to go after them with a vengeance, you know, just like what's happened with Cobra as well. So with Tolik, everybody was very stirred up by his announcement regarding Comet Ison. Now, were you able to listen to that, Jules?
No, I didn't get to it. Sorry.
You've been working a lot.
Yeah.
And he claims that Comet Ison is an actual biosphere. And it says here, they want you to notice it to generate discussion. It is the harbinger for extensive contact and visitation. How exciting is that?
Ooh.
It came out of the Cygnus star system, 300 mile diameter. Can you, 300 miles, Julie.
Goodness. Okay.
5,000 crew members, 100 officers. Yeah. And it's accompanied by escort ships from Procyon. The sphere inside triangular is known as a symbol for peace around the universe. And it's also known, get this, as an homecoming symbol. I thought that was fascinating. So what he's saying is, like, you have the ship.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling it a ship. Cobra does not agree with that. And a couple others don't agree with it either, but who cares, you know? Bottom line is, let's just take all the pieces of information and stay neutral and look at all of it, because it's all got some relevance.
Exactly.
You know? But I thought it was fascinating how he says the ship is the sphere, and then the two other ships actually form a triangle around the sphere, and that symbol represents peace and homecoming. Isn't that amazing?
Oh.
I know. And it's, I know. It says, we will be meeting people from the stars, our first open exposure to open contact. That is the purpose of this biosphere. It is a harbinger of long-term contact and exposure. Things are not always as they seem, he says. Harbinger for the new beginning.
Nice.
So it's almost like we're waiting for Christmas Day. And our grandmother has called and said, I got you the most awesome gift. You've been asking for it forever. It's on its way, but I don't know when it's going to arrive because I had to special order it from Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And they have to make it, and they won't tell me when it'll be finished, but they said it's in their, you know, their process, and it'll be shipped out as soon as it gets done.
And there's no tracking on it.
Exactly. So it feels like, you know, wow, would it just be so cool for this to be a most memorable Christmas for all of us? It just would be a really exciting time.
Yeah, it would.
Anyway, down to Poof. I'm sure a lot of you guys follow Poof and Zap. Poof says, you need to know that the New World Order is caving in and the new golden age is coming. The changes have been happening for a while now, and the world is actively engaged in a change of heart. Many things are scheduled to occur to make this a reality for all. I thought that was interesting. He said scheduled to occur. Mm-hmm. And then here is a message from Zap. Already about 500 Cabal members and U.S. corporate staff have been arrested. More are to come as the reset continues. Honest money is being installed with the start of the historic asset redemptions, global gold settlements, the RV, and the installation of the Basel III protocols. We will be okay. Many good people are working on humanity's behalf during this effort. Now, I really believe that. There, you know, how can it not happen when there's so much light penetrating the planet? You know, all of these people, their consciences are finally getting to them. You know, I'm not saying all the reptilians, but in respect to the RV, again, they've been trying almost every day to get it up on the screens and done. However, in my opinion, it will happen only after the U.S. shutdown thing is resolved. If it is done beforehand, then the cabal will strike and rip us off again. So be patient as the reset unfolds, with your rest continuing. The main event is still to come, and it will be televised. In respect of project funding, they are not too far away, and I believe we will be in a place for that within the next couple of weeks. Already, the first testers have gone in for transfers to make sure that the path will work. There are no holdups. It has taken over a month to do one transfer. See, because they own everything, so they throw impediments out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but when I was heavily involved in all of this intel gathering back in the late 90s, I know for a fact from one of my contacts that the only way large amounts of money come into this, into our country, okay, is through New York City. And it's so controlled and it's so dominated by the cabal that really nothing can come in and out of this country without them knowing about it. So it is a problem for all of those that really want to get the money into the U.S. And of course, we have some of the most ridiculous taxation issues here as well. Well, the thing about Zap and Poof is they keep referring to the funds and how they're testing them out and everything. And Cobra is adamant till the cows come home, by the way, that, you know, the money is not going to arrive until after the event and their rests. I tend to believe that because of my experience and the context that I had in the late 90s, because the only way for large sums of money to come into the United States is through New York City, and they have it completely dominated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's not a lot of flexibility, if you know what I mean, because of the way they move money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through the SWIFT system and all that. So anyway, it says it has taken over a month to do a transfer, but the path has been cleared. Transfers will continue along the same path, but of course be much faster. The main bulk of transfers and the many millions will follow, and then we can all get to work. Christmas will be good this year. This coming week, we will see many visible and overt information coming out as the reset unfolds. Now, I was hesitant to read off the timing, because every time you get attached to a timing outcome and it does not occur, then you get disappointed.
Right.
So we really don't want to go there, guys. We don't want to be hung up on the time. We just need to. This really is a time for all of us to live in our now moment. And if we're bored or we're apathetic or we're angry or whatever, it's now time for us to do our inner work, you know, do the violet flame, do what it takes to clean out our closets. And while you're doing it, knowing that for each and every one of you that are doing this, you're affecting a ton of people. Think, you know,
yeah,
think about Power versus Force, where he talks about the more you continue to work on your consciousness, the more you continue to rise your vibration through any means in which you do so, the greater the number of people you affect. And I believe this is what they meant by, you know, you read some of the other articles where it says, for those masters, the bigger their vibration, the more they can affect the ascension of others. I don't know if you know what I mean? Have you ever read stuff mm-hmm. like that? So I really think that's what they're talking about, because scientifically, David Hawkins showed it beautifully, you know, that if you raise your vibration to a very high level, you're affecting up to 1 million people, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we not get stuck in the exhaustion and do whatever it takes to ask that be released, because there's so much assistance now that's not being blocked, that is there to support all of us, all the people that are working for the light.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So I wanted to ask you, because you're out and about. You work in the 3D world.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And so I'm so curious, because I do kind of live in my own bubble. behind the screen of a computer, George. And, you know, what are you seeing out there right now as far as, like, how do you see these people in their waking up mode?
I honestly aren't seeing people wake up. Or my working environment, I actually work in a casino. So in the spa, so there's, you know, a little bit of tranquility. I haven't noticed any changes in the people coming in there, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah, they're still gambling. They're still there. The heavy gamblers are still coming in. Their world hasn't changed, and I've been there for 3 years.
That's incredible.
I do work a morning shift now, so I'm not getting the really hardcore people, you might say, that come in the evening. So that would be a better gauge, I would think. But
that's still amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sorry I'm not much of an example for you.
Well, so do you feel, you know, okay, well, let's look at it from a different perspective. Do you feel that, you know, they're totally unaware of why they're feeling a certain way? Do you feel that their reactions and their willingness to be open to new information has shifted at all with you?
No.
Wow.
No. Yeah, I mean, I don't really talk a lot in this vein at all, because that's not what they're there for. They're there to relax and get a massage and not talk about the world.
Incredible.
So there isn't a whole lot of interaction, even with the regulars, which are very few. So, no, it just seems business as usual.
I'm in shock. Because what I'm hearing from so many is that people are starting to wake up. And when I look at my website, which went from 7 million to, I'm thinking I might hit possibly 10 million by the end of this month, per month. Some of the emails I'm getting are, hey, I'm new to this. I'm tired. I knew something was wrong all along. And so I thought you might see that maybe on the physical level, you know.
Well, in thinking in a different vein outside of the actual JOB, and working with essential oils and helping people take charge of their health in that respect, people are very open now, much
Good.
More than they have been.
Good.
So that is positive. Everyone is looking to, how can I help myself? How can I go outside of an authoritarian, tell me what I need to do and do it myself and fix my headache, fix my heartburn without having to go to the, you know, medical system.
So really what you're saying is people are, they're less willing to just be a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and more willing to step up and take action.
Yes.
Regarding their own situation.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. That's a good way to put it. And no longer just do what someone else tells them to do because they have the white coat on, or you pay them and that's what they're telling you to do.
Wow.
Yeah, and to go naturally, because we're all being bombarded by so many poisons. That to go naturally is the way to go. And so more people are waking up to that, to be healthier by going natural.
Interesting. Okay. Well, on to, this is an interesting perspective. This is from Dana Murkic. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. It's interesting, like the way she spells it. She says, Earth at this time has entered and is moving deeper into a place and space where she's essentially being flooded by high vibrational energy waves of a higher frequency than those waves that we've been exposed to in our last cycle. From what I've received and seen and felt, these waves are they're coming to us from the galactic center while Earth is moving across the galactic equator, thus offering, here we go, a rare window of alignment with that central energy. Although that could just be one part of a much larger picture. The messages I've received indicate that the waves are also coming to us from the center through the sun, and thus we are so much more sensitive these days to relatively common solar activities. The general message that has come through me over and over again is that the Earth and all of her are shifting into this higher frequency energy. And anything that is not in alignment with that, whether it's within us, in society, corporations, governments, or media, will go through a process of collapse or transformation. We can see what's happening now. As we shift into a higher frequency, we are experiencing the awakening of more of our greater star collective memories, opening up our innate gifts, becoming more conscious, seeking to embody and express that consciousness in every way and in every area of our life. We are seeing that now in more and more people. So on a final note, the word apocalypse, so much associate this time with, comes from the Greek and Latin word meaning lifting of the veil, that which was hidden to be revealed. We are seeing this now constantly within us and in our outer world. What we are seeing isn't always easy. It can, in fact, be challenging, uncomfortable, and downright shocking and disturbing. Yet the revelations part of this process is essential, empowering, and liberating. Now, that's where the rubber meets the pavement, is how are we all looking at these changes? So, for example, a lot of us have already done a lot of inner work. And we think we've pretty much gotten through most of the heavy duty stuff. And yet, if I don't hear it once, I hear it a lot that people are just, they're exhausted. And it's more on an emotional, wearisome level. Would you agree with that? Or?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. Agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, since that's an emotional, mental makeup, and since, especially with what I do, and I see how it's directly correlated with our archetypical roles and other timelines, okay, it mm-hmm. just seems to me that we have the power to transform that exhaustion, and we have the power to see it in a different light. And if you don't have the tools in your toolbox to do that, now is the time, because this window of opportunity can free us all. If those that are hearing me right now, and there's only a small percentage of us, take every opportunity you can right now to do whatever it takes to enlighten yourself. And enlighten, you know, it's not just about research and tapping in and speaking to God and your guides, etc., but enlightening yourself, like lightening your load of your belief constructs, right?
Absolutely.
You know, like giving yourself a break and knowing that it's you're safe, you're loved, and it's all right around the corner. I hear it over and over again. I feel so badly. It's like, what else can I say? Now, I did also want to point out that this new solar eclipse, November 3rd, is coming up. And get this, Julie, on November 28th and 29th, Comet Ison will travel approximately 1.1 million kilometers above the surface of our sun.
Oh,
yeah.
That's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. During its passage by late October, early November, and then into mid-January 2014, it will be visible to the naked eye. I would highly recommend that each and every one of us try to see it with our own two eyes, because anybody that's out there, if you know about sun gazing, you know that you're being downloaded, you know that you're being upgraded, you know that your consciousness is being expanded.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot imagine that this is any different.
Amazing to stare at the sun and see ice on at the same time.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh yeah. Look up sun gazing, please. You can stare at the sun, I swear. You really can.
And wouldn't that be cool? We have to have a party.
That would be great.
Let's have an ice and sun party.
Okay, let's do that.
Make it happen.
Okay.
Now it says in October the comet will pass by the brightest star in the Leo constellation called Regulus. Now think, isn't that ironic? Regulus, which comes from Regis, which comes from king and royalty.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this will pass by near Mars as well. Then in November, it will pass by a bright star called Spica in the Virgo constellation as well as Saturn. It will then be close to 1 degree of the sun on the 28th and 29th of November of this year. Presuming the comet stays intact, it will be very visible from the Earth. Now, this comet, as it moves closer to our sun, will illuminate the power of the Creator from within. Here we go again. Its energy will ripple through our hearts, reflecting the light that exists within each and every one of us, the power of creation itself. The light will help to transmute the pain of the shadow self and bring hope, faith, and renewed strength. It's a reminder that we are the ones that we've been waiting for, folks, and that each and every one of us has the power from within to make an impact within the world and be the change. And it says you just have to love yourself enough to be that change. Personally, we are the ones energetically that are affecting this planet in a huge way, whether you think you're doing anything or not. But the key is, are you able to see yourself as a master? Are you able to work on the constructs that we've all built around ourselves and our parents and our generations and our societies and our governments? Are we willing to drop all of that limitation? Because if our core community, Julie, if our core community, which isn't that big, I mean, I'm really kind of wondering how many hundreds of thousands of people there really are, if all of us stood up and made one small, slight change in our constructs, our belief constructs, today, just right here, right now, today, what kind of ripple will that have on the planet? Now think about it mathematically. If we did that today, and we're in the midst of this window of opportunity that Cobra so well represented on his blog post, make sure you guys check that out again. It's kind of like a it shows like a 0 point field, and it right now we're at the bottom, the lower bottom area according to his diagram. But what if between now and the 23rd of November, okay, because that's a portal, what if each and every one of us within the community made that one change that we believed we were creator gods, that what we create will happen, it will manifest, and it will affect the planet. And we see ourselves as part of the process of all of us together. So the last thing I want to review with you guys is our implant removal process. We stumbled upon this. It was a gift from God, literally, and from all the light beings. Please check it out. It is the hot, let me see, it's on the top button of the left column, right, Julie? Yeah. Top.
Oh yes, I will tell you how powerful it is. Oh my goodness, huge changes after I ordered it from Alexandra. Oh my goodness, I could go. We'll save that for another time.
Yeah, we can do that on another show. Yeah. But the main thing, guys, is this is the real deal, and you're gonna feel the effects. You are literally being unplugged from the Matrix. Like, if you've ever seen the movie The Matrix, that's exactly what's being done. And we are assisting you in more ways than you can imagine. There's tons of information up there. Just go up there and check it out, read it. And if it resonates, we will be of service to you. So with that said, Julie, I thank you once again.
Oh, thank you.
And I wish everybody well in the rest of this amazing window of opportunity month and months to come, and let's make it happen. Let's just do one thing today that assists us in stepping into knowing that we are masters. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for all your support. Please, if you consider coming to Galactic Connection, please provide any donations that you feel drawn to do. It is a free service. So anyway, you guys take care. Have a great afternoon, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Julie.
Bye, Alexandra.